Have you ever gotten ill and Googled your symptoms immediately, or maybe searched for potential remedies for whatever is ailing you? Well, you're not alone. Google is keeping track. The company's launched a new nonprofit website. It tracks down the incidence of flu in the United States based on people's Google searches. Dr. John Bronstein is working on a different web-based approach. He's the co-founder of HealthMap. That's a project funded by Google.org. Brownstein holds joint appointments at Harvard Medical School and Children's Hospital in Boston. He says HealthMap looks for information online about infectious diseases in unusual places.
We comb about 24,000 websites every hour looking for a new report on an outbreak. And we don't really just rely on traditional public health measures, but in fact we rely on informal data sources like the news media, like blogs and chat rooms, data that we don't traditionally think about as being useful for public health reporting.
Okay, so give me a source that we might not think about. For instance, somebody, say, who lives in a slum in Kenya, who has access to the net, who types in, give me an example of a word that he or she might type in.
Well, I mean, they might type in something as simple as cough or runny nose or a string of different words that they might use to describe their illness.
Okay, now this brings up a number of questions. If you find that somebody in South Africa is typing in runny nose, what does that mean to you?
It could mean that the flu season is about to begin. It could mean potentially that, you know, there's a new case of avian influenza. But really, it could mean a whole realm of other things not related to diseases at all. And this goes to the concept of just surveillance methodology in general, where we know that there's always going to be a baseline level of searching for specific terms throughout the year.
What would be the appropriate response if you found out that the flu is showing up in some place, say, in Western Germany?
Well, with respect to flu, if we can begin to really validate these data sources, we could think about prevention efforts, vaccination campaigns, encouraging proper hygiene at specific times of year where there is flu. These early warning systems are important for seasonal influenza, but they're also important from the perspective of pandemic influenza and thinking about how we might be able to pick up that first sign of a new virus emerging in a population.
So what do you know right now? I mean, give us something that you've learned most recently on which you would model this this flu outbreak system.
There's a huge wealth of data out there. And to really truly be able to harness that information is difficult. And I think it's important also to note that, you know, we have this difficulty of broadening out this technology across the world where we call what we call is the digital divide, where people may not have access to this information, the search technology on the web. And we're really thinking about other types of technology that might help fill in those gaps in places where people might not have the ability to put in a runny nose or cough into a Google search when they're sick. One example of that is thinking about how text messaging can help as another data source. We know that people are adopting cell phones at a much greater rate than the internet in many parts of the world. So we're working with groups that are out in the field, say in Cambodia and Thailand, who are working on ways of either text messaging between individuals, but also to a central system that might be able to process a text message in any language that you send it and take that information and aggregate it with other text messages to think about, okay, well, here we're seeing a spike in people text messaging flu-like symptoms. Okay, there's something strange happening in this part of the world.
Dr. John Bronstein, co-founder of HealthMap, we'll make a link to it, in fact, on our website, theworld.org. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much.